Inherently Happy, episode 154, Happy Ambition. Yowza ha ha, my happy friends. You may yet think that you can't have balance and ambition both, but happy ambition goes hand in hand with balance and growth. Happy ambition is constructive, not harmful or greedy. Happy ambition helps you as long as you aren't too needy. I too have the urge to achieve without burning out too soon. I think I've passed that milestone. It's been far too many a moon. But to be self-sustaining and afford some help would be good. I could use editing help with my epic. I really could. So I try to make smaller projects in the hopes one will score, allowing me to make the epic and oh so many more. I've got the life experience, and I've done all the reading. I can open emotional veins and write while I'm bleeding. I can add a bit of humor and wit to keep all things light. Or I can work through feelings of doubt, fear, confusion, and spite. I just need to put them into a finished piece and make it before my time's up, which is less than I had, give or take it. People will say that I've waited too long to start. It's too late. But I never stopped. I've been doing it for years, decades straight. So maybe give up? That thought's been floated to me more than once. But it's not a hobby. It's a compulsion. I ain't no dunce. I won't stop because I can't stop. It's not a choice I'm making. I need to express myself or I feel sick. I'm not faking. The very thought of not writing down ideas makes me ill. I haven't stopped since I was 18 and likely never will. I look for ways to say my piece in films, cartoons, and stories, jumping genres, styles, tones, voices, and hybrid categories. But perhaps I scatter too much and need to focus on one, which is what I'm doing now. The plot poem is nearly done. I've worked out the tale in the broad strokes, and the poem tells that. It's easier to remember and makes me trim extra fat. It's easier to rewrite, too, as each stanza is quite small. This same technique helps me write these. For the good of happy all. So this is all to say that happy ambition isn't wrong. It's how you keep that growth balanced that will keep it going strong. Keep it healthy and helpful for yourself and those around you. And you'll always be happy in all you say and all you do. Ha ha. Yowza.